Tonight, only in the Champions League qualifiers, there's something quite discombobulating about the fact that all this football's back before you've been on your holidays. There we are, though. Now, listen, it's 7:47. Should the NHS be offering homeopathic treatments to its patients? Well, this was the response from the Secretary of State for Health, Jeremy Hunt, when we asked him what he thought of homeopathy.
But I can tell you that I don't support homeopathy. I think that I need to follow the science. And what the science says, what the evidence says, is what I must implement as Health Secretary.
Thank you for that clarification.
Because it's a pleasure.
There's a lot of chatter about that, as you know.
It's a pleasure. I'm afraid I signed an EDM, an early day motion, in the House of Commons when I was a new MP at the request of a constituent, and that has led to a great deal of that chatter. But I'm very happy to clarify for you that I support doing what the scientific evidence says.
You've just put it in one of Eric Pickle's wheelie bins. Dr. Sarah Eames is President of the Faculty of Homeopathy, practicing doctor. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Professor David Colquhoun is a pharmacologist, University College London. David Colquhoun, is there any science in this at all?
Well, none whatsoever. It's just there's nothing in the pills. It's very, very simple, and it's dead. I mean, this is actually a battle which is essentially won. The commissioning of homeopathy has fallen like a stone. Homeopathic hospitals are all shut or shutting. The degrees in homeopathy have vanished. It's a daft period we went through, and it's coming to an end.
Whatever.
Even Jeremy Hunt now realises that.
Whatever the Prince of Wales may be saying determinedly to ministers and others in private. But Sarah Eames, why do you persist? There's no science in it.
Yeah, well, I'm a conventionally trained doctor, and you know, I worked as a GP before I studied homeopathy as well. And I actually use homeopathy together with conventional medicine because it enables me to help more patients.
As a placebo or what?
Well, every treatment has a placebo, but there's not more than one placebo per consultation. And I do know that, you know, if I give people homeopathic treatment when they haven't been helped by conventional medicine, they're much more likely to improve. And so basically,
always.
I carry on doing it because it really helps patients, and it's a very safe sort of medicine, it's very cost effective, and it's very disappointing that the NHS is not interested in continuing with homeopathy because it's a fantastically cheap economic option.
Well, is there peer-reviewed
when it's running out of money?
Is there peer-reviewed research that backs up what you're saying?
Yes, there is. There've been over 150 double-blind trials in homeopathy, and far more of them are positive than negative.
That's absolute nonsense, of course, because there's nothing in the pills. The pills are identical with the placebo. So the fact that some come out positive is just statistical chance. There is no possibility, since the pills you're giving are the same as the placebo, there's no possibility that they could have a real effect.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly the problem that some scientists have when they look at homeopathy. They're saying the statistics can't be right because I don't believe that this treatment is going to work anyhow. And the whole point of statistics is meant to be that it actually takes out the human factor and what people believe before you do statistics. And I think the argument that not only are there positive statistics, but also there's fantastic results in patients who've been ill. And I'm not talking about people who've been ill for 2 months. I'm talking about people who've had chronic conditions for over 10 years, who through no fault of their own have cost the National Health Service an absolute fortune in investigations and failed treatments, then actually find relief in homeopathy. And I'm really astonished that the NHS doesn't want to invest more money and seeing how it can be incorporated more widely into the NHS, offering relief to patients at a very, very reasonable and affordable cost.
Dr. Eames, you told me yesterday on television that you thought that homeopathy, which is clearly incompatible with the laws of chemistry, you thought it worked by physics, not chemistry. Could you please clarify what you meant by that?
Yeah, well, physics is at the cutting edge of a lot of science, and there's a lot we still don't understand about physics. And that's no different from all sorts of other types of conventional medicine. In fact, if you look on the British Medical Journal's website about evidence, you see that 50% of the treatments that conventional medicine offer are either not evidence-based or we don't have the faintest idea how they work. So it's rather a pity that conventional doctors have to pick just on homeopathy.
it's nothing to do with homeopathy because it breaks the laws of chemistry. You know, there's one molecule left in a sphere which is the size of the distance from the sun to the Earth. The fact of the matter in a 30C dilution. So,
Hang on, let you hear
David Colquhoun's point. Go on, finish your point, David.
That means there's nothing whatsoever in the pills. And if you deny that, then you deny Avogadro's number and you deny physics and chemistry.
Why stop at homeopathy? Why would you support, chiropractic? What's it called? Chiropractic, is that the word for it? Acupuncture. Spiritual healing, reflexology at Sarah Eames. Should there be a place for all of these as well?
Well, I think homeopathy is in a slightly different position in that it's been part of the NHS ever since the NHS was founded, and it's been practiced by doctors in the United Kingdom for more than 200 years.
Should the NHS spread its net?
They've actually found it useful for their patients. And as I said, I think the NHS should definitely provide it now because it gives relief to people who haven't
been
helped by other means.
But if it could, what about reflexology and spiritual healing and Reiki and colonic irrigation and acupuncture?
You need to look at the evidence base of those treatments as well, the NHS is reaching crisis point as far as what it can afford, and I think we all agreed on that. And I practice a branch of medicine, homeopathy, which helps people who have chronic conditions that are not helped by conventional medicine and which cost the NHS an extraordinary amount of money not to cure.
So you're a cost saver.
And I can't believe that. You know, there's any common sense in not incorporating safe, effective and evidence-based treatments which patients find helpful.
Thank you
to the NHS.
Both very much indeed for taking part in that discussion. Dr. Sarah Eames, President of the Faculty of Homeopathy and a practicing doctor, and Professor David Colquhoun, who has his doots. It's 7:54.